Well, the sport of boxing, with the disciplines required to enter the ring, can certainly make young men and turn them into a fine adults. And such has been the case with Craigie Byrne kid Michael Zarafat, nicknamed Pretty Boy. Very talented footballer, by the way. Grew up playing football in the local area with his mates and turned his attention to boxing. So while his mates and all the local kids enjoyed the spoils of post-school life, and I'm sure responsibly, but still with fun on their mind, went out on the weekends. Michael Zarafa led the Spartan-like existence of a boxer. It was no alcohol, has been no alcohol, and a strict training regimen combined with very strict dieting. He's had a wonderful career locally, but the kid's outgrown the nest and he's ready to move to the US where the big bucks await. He's been a great friend of 1116 SEN's boxing program, Radio Ringside, come in many times with family members and coaches, and looking forward to chatting to the young man who, of course, is at the gym as we speak, ahead of, hopefully, a big 2017 overseas. Good morning to you, Pretty Boy.
Morning, how are you, brother?
Very good, mate. And look, it's been a slightly frustrating year. You've only entered the ring a couple of times, but the great thing about this year is that you've spent a couple of weeks, might have felt like years, at a training camp at the famous Wildcard Boxing Club in the US. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's been a quiet year. You know, my team, we're just trying to be more strategic and get the bigger fights. You know, thanks to my sister and my manager, Mike and Michelle, who got me overseas to Freddie Roach's camp and just trying to learn the craft over there. And it was just an awesome experience. And, you know, we were lucky enough to impress. And as you know, next year we're moving over in February to chase the bigger fights.
Now, that Wildcard Boxing Club is sometimes home to the biggest names in the sport. Manny Pacquiao, of course, is a Freddie Roach boxer. He trains there. You'll be rubbing gloves, shoulders, and trading blows, maybe at training, with some of the very best boxers on the planet.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't believe it. I was downstairs and you know, I saw Manny Pacquiao there. And like you said, the big names are all from that gym. You know, Miguel Cotto and you know, he's a huge world champion. So I just can't wait to get over there and just hopefully impress and train alongside the best.
So as part of being part of the top rank organisation, which is Freddie Roach's boxing stable, is there any guarantees next year of fights in the US, or will you have to prove yourself at the gym and work your way through with a number of other up-and-comers?
Look, no, we've proved ourselves now, so we've got our team all set. You know, my new trainer, my new promotions and stuff like that. So basically just getting over there, settling in, getting over jet lag and stuff, and then working towards, you know, MGM fights and just bigger shows. But again, we still want to learn the Freddie Roach style and blend in with all the other boys. So, you know, it's going to take a few months. Maybe we're just settling in. But once we get sorted, we're ready to go. We want to fight the best in the world. So we can't wait.
You're undefeated here in Australia, 21 for 21. Your two defeats have come overseas, from memory, in Russia and the USA. And they're both examples maybe of taking the opportunity to fight on pretty short notice against a couple of hugely credentialed opponents. And in the case of the American experience, actually an opponent who was huge because he, between weigh-in and the fight, put on about 6 kilos. These rushed, and they were ultimately, when you look back at it, rushed career decisions, certainly will be put aside once you're in the US.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we just take it down as an experience. Like I said, I've been undefeated here in Australia. We fought the best here, and we just want to keep growing as an athlete, and we want to fight the best, and that's a sport. We don't duck from anybody. You know, when the opportunity comes and it's a good fight, we'll definitely take it. You know, we train, you know, 16 weeks prior to a fight, so we leave no stone left unturned. We don't really duck from anybody. You know, so we just want to keep growing as a fighter, and just, you know, we take it as an experience. You know, I don't take it as a loss; I take it as a learn.
Just on that, Michael, tell the listeners who might not be familiar, and most wouldn't be familiar with that experience in the United States. It was against a powerful boxer, and just how a boxer can enter the ring so much heavier than he actually was at weigh-in.
Yeah, well, I fought, like I said, a former world champion, 32 fights, 32 wins, 27 knockouts. So we knew we were up against, you know, world's best on a week's notice.
What was his name?
Peter Quillen.
Peter Quillen. He's a highly credentialed boxer, Peter Quillen.
Yeah, he's fought everybody, you know, and he was undefeated when I fought him. He weighed in at 72.5 on the weigh-in, and the next day he blew out to 84, 85. So it was a big difference. I was fighting a cruiserweight, you know, and yeah, we felt the punches in the ring. His skill level wasn't what bothered us. It was his power. But at the end of the day, like I said, we take it as a learn. And we just move forward. And like I said, since that fight, I've had six undefeated fights. And, beating my last opponent, he was undefeated.
Yeah. By the way, a great fight. That was this month. And you got a TKO result over Renato Oliveira, an undefeated boxer. That really must give you a lot of confidence.
Yeah, you know, like we were confident. Like I said, we leave no stone left unturned in the gym. And my sister, you know, put her heart and soul into that fight. So we knew it was a must win. I had my fight, my belt on the line, sorry. And, he was confident and he was tough. But we knew that we could take him and beat him. And that's what we did. You know, we had to do what we had to do. So it was a good win.
Off the SMS, we're being asked a couple of questions here. How does somebody put 12 kilos on in one day? You can come to my place. You can come to my place and have Christmas dinner if you want, but that's probably 2 days. But just explain to the listeners how you can have this sort of carbo load and this huge blowout. How do you put on 12 kilos in 24, 36 hours?
So in America, they have a thing called IV, which basically is a drip. It takes all your fluids, majority of your blood out, basically gets you down to where you want to be. And then once you weigh in, you just basically chuck it all back in and you fuel up. So he walks around naturally around 85, 86 kilos, but with the IV drip, he drops down to what he needs to get down to. And then the next day, basically chucks it all back in and blows up to back to his comfortable weight.
It sounds pretty dangerous, actually.
Well, it is, you know, like it's just like me jumping on the drip now, getting down to 60 kilos, and then, you know, fighting a 60-kilo fighter or a 63-kilo fighter, and then walking back up to 76, 77, you know, they're going to be like, what's going on here?
Exactly, yeah.
It'd be like punching on with my brother.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that, pretty boy. Your parents would hate it. Now, he's called pretty boy for a reason. He's a good-looking rooster. Speaking of that, as I said, you know, you played footy. Did you play for Craigie? Who did you actually play for?
Yeah, I played for Craigieburn, and then I went to Greenvale. And then I had to make the choice of continuing footy with the boys or sticking to my boxing. And, I love the sport. It was an addiction, really. You know, once I started, I couldn't stop. And like I said, even though, you know, I've had those two losses, I still believe I'm the best, you know, and I've proven myself in Australia. Now it's time to prove myself overseas. You know, we want to fight the best, we'll fight anybody. So that's what we want to do.
And you'll get that opportunity with Freddie Roach and Top Rank. So it's not a fairy book story. The truth is that you played footy with your mates, you went to school with them, you had a close group of friends, and I'm not saying they were rat bags, but kids obviously go out, they socialise, they get girlfriends, partners, wives, etc. And during the period that your mates would have been out on a Saturday night having a good time, you put all that aside, and it really has been a life of great discipline, hasn't it?
Exactly right. You know, you only get one shot at it. You know, I don't want to be 35, 40 years old saying, oh, what if, and I could have. You know, so when they're all out partying and stuff like that, they understand, they're good mates, you know, so they get behind me. And support me as much as I can. But yeah, you know, you could have early nights, you'd have strict diets, you know, strict training. Everything has to be 100%. You know, you want to get in the ring and say to yourself, no stone was left unturned. You know, not I could have, and I didn't do enough, and I should have done this. You know, so everything for me is done pretty perfect. And now with my new sponsors and new team and stuff like that, we're super strong. So you know, I look forward to what's in all for us.
Does that new team include a girlfriend, or do you go to the United States as a single man?
I've got a girlfriend. I do. You know, she's quite supportive. But yeah, you know, like I said, we just got to take it day by day.
Is that in the relationship or in the boxing?
And I don't have a relationship.
Well, I'll let you get back to what are you doing in the gym this morning, just to give the listeners an idea what a normal morning is.
So I've already done 10K run. Warm up with a 10K run. I've also got strength and conditioning today, which will then follow up by a boxing session, sorry, and then recovery, which will be a swim, sauna, you know, ice bath, stuff like that.
Sounds like my day, give or take.
Yeah, it's pretty full on.
Give or take 10 kilometres of running and all the other stuff. Yeah, it's very full on, mate.
Exactly right. I'm at Power Court at the moment, the best in the business. My sponsors, Matty GR Piccolo and the brothers. So,
where's that? Tell us where it is.
That's in Craigieburn, yep. Down on Sydney Road. So I'm here. It's it's the best in the business. There's no gym like this. You know, they're great facilities, great people, and they just get behind me 100%. And without Matt and the brothers, I couldn't be where I am too. And that comes with all my other sponsors as well. So I've got Joey Kikonis from JK Remedial Massage, Con from API Supplements, Alfonso from Green Dog Dentistry. You know, I've got them all. So they helped me out so much. And like I said, without my sister and my team, I wouldn't be where I am.
Brilliant. Hey, I've known you now for 5 or 6 years. I've seen the skinny kid grow up into a great young Australian boxer. And I look forward to speaking to you from the United States next year, ahead of and after winning some great fights, some big fights.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Fonny. Thanks, Ethan. Merry Christmas to you and the team. I appreciate it.